Paul Pelosi attacker David DePape convicted by state jury on all five charges. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 21, 2024. The man who attacked Paul Pelosi, the husband of former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, was convicted by a jury in California on Friday on five charges. In May, David DePape was sentenced to 30 years in prison by a federal judge after being convicted by a jury in November 2023 of attacking Paul Pelosi with a hammer at the Pelosi's home in California. DePape was found guilty of aggravated kidnapping, first-degree burglary, false imprisonment, threats against an elected official or their family, and preventing or dissuading a witness by force or threat, San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins said, according to NBC News. Jenkins praised the jury's verdict, stating that they were all grateful for Mr. Pelosi's physical recovery. "We are truly all grateful for Mr. Pelosi's physical recovery and hope that this verdict can allow them to rest a little easier as they move forward," Jenkins said in a statement. Prior to DePape's sentencing in May, the Department of Justice wrote a letter on May 10 that a 30-year prison sentence was not sufficient to meet the sentencing goals. Watch, Paul Pelosi attack footage. DePape, a former nudist activist from Canada, came to the Pelosi's residence in October 2022, intending to speak with Nancy Pelosi about Russia's interference in the 2016 presidential election. However, when DePape arrived and encountered Paul Pelosi, DePape repeatedly asked, "Where's Nancy?" DePape reportedly showed up with duct tape, rope, and gloves. While testifying before a federal jury in November 2023, DePape explained how he had planned to have a conversation with Nancy Pelosi about Russian involvement that occurred during the 2016 presidential election, dress up in an inflatable unicorn costume, and upload his interrogation to the internet, The Guardian reported. During his testimony, DePape added that Paul Pelosi was never his intended target and apologized that he got hurt, according to the outlet. Listen, Paul Pelosi's 911 call. Body camera footage of the incident showed the door of the Pelosi residence being opened, revealing DePape and Paul Pelosi, who appeared to be wearing a button-down shirt and underwear. Both DePape and Paul Pelosi could be seen, each with one hand on a hammer. DePape was instructed by police officers to drop the hammer, to which he said, "Nope," and wrestled the hammer away from Paul to swing it towards him. Paul Pelosi was left with a skull fracture for which he underwent successful surgery. He also sustained other injuries to his arm.